Well, that was Peter Evans-Taylor and Claudia going head-to-head last night on The Voice. Peter was the one with a higher voice. Isn't that right, Peter?
Yeah.
just so that people can tell you apart, because on radio, we have to do it with our ears. You know that?
Definitely, yeah.
So it was a good night for you. How were the nerves?
I was actually pretty terrified going into it, but I just really didn't want to go home. So I kind of had to dig pretty deep and find fight or warrior that I didn't really know I had.
Well, all the judges plumped for you over Claudia, which must have been pleasing, hey?
It was awesome, actually. Yeah, it was nice to get some good feedback, especially from Jessie J, because she wasn't really fussed on my blind audition, but she really enjoyed my battle, so.
That was nice. And then it came down to your two coaches, the Madden boys, and this is what they had to say. Let's have a listen.
We have a really hard decision. I think we need a second to discuss it. If you don't mind, can we
talk amongst yourself, okay, guys?
I think Claudia's just got that like classic kind of diva, kind of Whitney Houston.
But I feel like she's not ready, and Peter is.
You don't think we can get her ready? Here's where we're at. The potential you both have is great, but the person that's the most ready right now is Peter.
Well, that was pretty nice, wasn't it?
It was awesome, actually, yeah.
But you must have been kind of expecting it after the other judges had picked you already.
Not necessarily. It still could have gone anyway.
What about the choice of song? You weren't real thrilled at the beginning, were you?
No. It definitely wasn't a genre that I was comfortable with singing. I just had to sort of take a few steps back and go, righto, how do I make this work for me? Hopefully did quite well.
Now, you're originally from Brisbane, but you are now in Melbourne, but you came via Newcastle, isn't that right?
I did. I slowly worked my way south, but Newey was the first home I made for myself when I moved out of my mum's place. So it holds a very special place in my heart.
And so it should. And that wasn't that the first place that you actually started gigging around?
Oh, I did a few gigs in Brisbane and stuff, but it was actually the first place I started playing a guitar and doing solo gigs at.
So you're going to have to come back here soon, aren't you?
Definitely. Well, I do pop up time to time because all my friends are up there, so.
Okay, so tell us about the voice experience and the time you spent with the Madden boys in preparation for what we saw last night. What sort of advice did they give you?
One of the big things they said to both of us was don't get too consumed in what the other person is doing. Otherwise, you're going to end up sounding too much like the other person. And then they sort of told us both what our strengths and our flaws were and what we had to go and work on. And they pretty much said to me that they wanted to challenge who I thought I was as an artist, and they definitely did that.
Okay, well, you came through with flying colours. So what's the next step for you, Peter?
I think there's something called like a super battle.
Yep.
Or something. You guys will have to watch and find out what that is.
That's actually got nothing to do with singing. That's you fencing each other, actually, with swords. And whoever
wear those big blow-up sumo outfits and run into each other.
Yeah, whoever dies first is obviously out of the competition, and whoever's left standing gets to go on and become the voice champion for 2015. What a lot of people don't actually realise, Peter, is that you're not actually singing for a long time. I mean, in the blind auditions, you only get about 90 seconds.
Yes, yeah. It feels like a lifetime, though, I tell you what. While you're up there, it's quite nerve-wracking and it goes very slowly. But, yeah, in the battle, I had an absolute ball while I was up there, so.
Is there a lot of waiting around so that you and Claudia, the nerves are building up and, you know, you're just waiting to hit the stage and get it over and done with?
Oh, well, you do have to sort of wait your turn, but all of the crew behind the scenes is absolutely amazing. It's like a big family, and the catering is amazing. So we're like fed and we've got water and all sorts of things. So we're very well looked after. It's not like we're kind of locked in a room for ages or something.
All right. Well, good luck for the rest of the competition. Hope you keep ploughing on. And Newcastle's claiming about half of you, okay?
Woohoo. Oh, they can claim all of me if they want.
we'll have the top half because that's the bit that sings, okay?
Okay, awesome.
All the best, Peter.
Thank you.